Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, March Madness, Donnie Baker, wasting money, and Floyd calls in. Right after this word.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like a guy who said someone glued his ass to a toilet seat.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat. Frankly, we weren't surprised. Our bank was originally known simply as the First Practical Joke Bank. Then we became the first bank that laughs at you like you're a man who sat on a whoopee cushion. Later, we were acquired by a larger bank, the first bank that treats you like a man who sat on ketchup packets under the toilet seat. Then we merged with the first bank that snickers at you like you have a kick me sign on your back. Finally, just 2 weeks ago, we became the first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat.
I needed a loan and wanted to see what the first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat could do for me.
The man came in and said he needed a loan. We asked him to have a seat. He declined.
I spoke to a loan officer.
We had the man speak to a loan officer, but first we made him shout for help for 15 minutes.
They asked me a few questions.
We asked the man if he would please pull our finger. We also asked if he would get on the intercom and page Harry Groin.
To make a long story short, I got the loan.
We gave the man the loan, but just to be funny, we put a dye packet in the cash.
The first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat. We may ignore our customers for a little while, but we always help them in the end. Get it? In the end? The first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat. We're the best bank in town. No ifs, ands, or buts. Buts. I'm killing myself over here. Oh, how about this one? We'll hang on to your assets. You bet your bottom dollar.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
And once again, this office worker spending work hours glued to March Madness brackets, costing U.S. employers billions of dollars, Tom. This is a new figure. According to Challenger Gray and Christmas, U.S. employers stand to lose about $13.3 billion.
This statistic is a fraud.
I just don't believe it.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Hey, get to enjoy some basketball. If you're at your job, maybe you can talk to people that work there. Have a little life.
Yeah, it's called morale.
God,
actually,
Warren Buffett. If anybody knows about business, maybe it's Mr. Buffett. He has $1 million prize for his employees if they get a perfect. Like $1 million a year for life if you get a bracket.
Printed a bracket. I'm going to fill it out and I'm going to follow along.
I'll hold my breath. Andrew Challenger, a vice president in the Challenger Gray and Christmas firm. Of course, he received his job. He's thinking like you are, Tom. The tournament is a perfect opportunity for colleagues to bond in the workplace. You know how we all bond.
Would you like me to print you a bracket?
No, thank you.
So at this firm, do they have an office pool?
Any attempt to keep workers from the games would most likely result in real damage to employee morale, loyalty, and engagement that would far outweigh any short-term benefit
exactly
to productivity. There you go.
This is the only time these guys are ever in the news, right?
Challenger Grand Prix.
Yeah, you don't hear them. They don't do the. This is like the annual Price Waterhouse.
This is like the annual. How much is it going to cost for your turkey this year? Or the 12 days of Christmas? How much will it cost?
Or how many pounds of potato chips are eaten on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, this story comes around every year. Yeah. Okay, call Buzzkill. It's time for the thing. Now, Chick, I found a story for you that I found absolutely fascinating. Josh, be prepared to throw something.
Okay.
Do you have anything from the Gucci people, Christy?
Yes.
You know, Gucci, the remember the great scene.
Of course she does.
Remember the great scene in
I have quite a few
Blazing Saddles and the Saddles. G-O-O. Gucci.
I have quite a few things from Gucci. Would you like to see some? I didn't bring any with me today,
No, I wouldn't know Gucci if I they make
yes,
those
you would.
Horrific glasses with the big Isn't that, don't they make those? What are the glasses that have the big initials on them?
Almost all designers do that.
They'll be with the huge ones in the
sun. What is that? Is that Gucci, though? Or?
Gucci, Chanel, Prada, all of them do it. But
pathetic.
Gucci is now selling tennis shoes that appear worn out and distressed.
Gucci.
For $870.
Good Lord.
The Italian.
They sure are proud of those sneakers, aren't they?
Italian fashion designers are selling these so-called dirty sneakers, but they're new. Because the shoe is influenced by classic trainers from the 70s, according to the website, called the Screener Sneakers. They feature a vintage Gucci logo treated for an all-over distressed effect. Well, I want to see these.
They are ridiculous. They just look like it looks like an old pair of tennis shoes. Except, how much did you say they were?
$870.
Man, oh man.
So this is just pathetic that people would want to get shoes like this just because they're from Gucci. This will help.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
What the hell? You can sell your old worn-out sneakers for $870?
Well, no, these are actually new sneakers, but they just look dirty.
They look dirty.
If that's the case, then I have about... Hang on a second. 37 ticket times square root.
You doing math?
Two pairs divided by
two pairs.
Or Kelly Blue Book value. By my math, I got about $7,000 worth of old dirty, worn out shoes laying around the house. Why the hell did I come into work today?
Well, I think this is just a scam.
Well, I've been trying to come up with a new side hustle to get me out of this stupid loading dock. Can I run some of my other business ideas by you guys?
Oh, please. Sure. What do you got?
So my first invention is like a taxi. Only it's people using their own cars as taxis to drive other people around.
That Donnie, that's called Uber. I think it's been done.
Yeah, hold your best pick, Tom. I wasn't done. Oh. With mine, all the drivers are all natural, big-breasted, topless women.
Oh.
I'm calling it boobers. I swear to God. And with my service, if your driver takes the road riddled with chuck hose, you ain't going to mind at all. Because you're going to be getting more bounce for your buck.
Sure.
It's got to be all naturals, no fake hammers. And if the lady drivers have had boob jobs, then they have to self-report and drive from another taxi company called Lifted.
Yes.
Lyft. I think it's been.
That ain't all, Bob and Tom. With the popularity of CBD and marijuana nowadays, I'm setting up a rideshare company where the passengers are allowed to smoke weed right there in the back of your car.
Oh. Really?
Oh.
Calling it Doobers. Get it?
Yes.
Doober.
I get it.
I just got to finish up coloring in a few more of these charts and bar graphs, and I'm taking these to Shark Tank.
Good luck.
You ever watch that show, Shark Tank?
Love it.
I just don't like Barbara, who sits on the end. She looks like Michael Bolton during the down years. I swear to God. She always makes that face kind of like a horse face. And my mom, Phyllis, was like, why ain't Barbara bidding on nothing? Well, probably because there ain't molasses or a salt lick in the mission statement. You guys laugh. Wait and see. I'm going to be a 10,000-aire for you guys to know it.
All right.
That's almost a millionaire, Donnie.
10,000-aire, huh?
Yeah.
And breaks over here. Randy's all butthurt because I'll probably be making more money than him later.
All right,
go.
Shoes.
Thanks, Donnie. Have you seen these shoes, Christy?
I did. I just tweeted them. They do look like...
They look like nasty old shoes.
You know what?
You could buy them at Goodwill for
$5. But that price point is ridiculous.
You like these?
I think if they were selling those for $50.
Why? They look dirty. You want to have dirty shoes?
I don't think that's... Brand new shoes can sometimes not look good, you know, because they're so bright and so new.
I never got that. Yeah, the all white.
Oh,
white.
Right.
Triple white.
Oh, these are,
and I kind of like the design of these. I can't believe I'm saying it. I do, but $870.
I'd like to.
Based on the old Adidas.
If we could make a list of people, a list of people who buy these and put them in internment camps, I'd be okay with it.
You know, that's a little rough.
Not too bad.
We're gonna round them up.
Okay.
If you're buying pre-distressed tennis shoes, you have too much money.
And I get the pre-distressed.
Need to be put away and maybe turn rocks into pebbles for our streets.
The pre-distressed thing makes sense to me, but the price point is.
No, I'm sorry. This is totally ridiculous. I have pre-distressed Gucci's. No, you need to do hard labor for a long time. We have chuck holes that need to be filled.
Potholes of your
person. Pathetic, lazy, rich ass needs to be put down.
Potholes of
your person.
Well,
I guess Seth won't be writing me any more cards from the Gucci store. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's like that thing you had yesterday, that purse that's the size of a book of math.
Well, that's
that thing's
thing
terrible.
Now.
Yeah.
For $500.
Really small thing. Yeah.
It's like it was stolen from a dollhouse.
It absolutely does. It's
that
so
was
stupid.
Ridiculous. It would just fit earbuds, if that.
Yeah, with earbuds?
Yeah.
Yeah, earbud is that dog.
Oh, AirPods, earbuds, earbuds, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Ridiculous.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
Hey, a recent study has found Americans spend nearly $40 billion recently on drunk shopping just in the past year.
That's
$40 billion.
That's way
buying
low.
And 38 million of that was White Castle.
Yeah. Way low.
According to the annual survey from Finder.com, 26% of the 2,000 respondents admitted to shopping while drunk. Only 26%. Food was the most common purchase. You were right.
Yeah, if they're counting food.
We're at
drunk purchase followed by shoes and clothing.
We're at 20% right here in me, at least.
The average American spends
anybody
about.
Anybody else wants to admit it? Okay.
I haven't purchased anything drunk in a while.
I have.
It's been a long time for me.
Hmm. What'd you get, Christy?
Let me think. Dilled. It was probably what?
Dildo. Floppy dildo.
No, it was shoes. I'm a big shoe shopper online.
Okay.
The average American spends about $736 per year on drunk purchases.
Oddly shaped shoes.
Oh, for God's sakes.
They're not going to give it up, Christy.
Millennials spent
the most.
Shout
it out. Yes, I bought a giant diesel-powered
I did
vibrator.
Not buy a dildo. I have Sadie for that. She sends them for free, okay?
Well, by the way, for those of you that don't know, Sadie represents a company that distributes them. Sadie is not her lover.
Well, we don't know that.
No, it sounded like she said, I don't need a vibrator because I have Sadie for
no,
that.
No, Sadie Allison.
I know
you and Dr. Sadie Allison never hooked up, Chris?
No, we've never hooked up.
Not yet.
I apologize,
Sadie. Thank you for the...
You what?
Hugged her.
With your legs.
Could we move on?
Oh, Jesus. What's wrong?
Sorry I brought this
up. Millennials spent the most, followed by baby boomers and Gen Xers. Millennials, however, this is interesting, consumed the least amount of alcohol in the past year. 56% of men and 44% of women admitted to buying things while inebriated.
I bet there are
certain
types. There's probably certain types of products that more people buy while drunk.
I just said that.
But I mean, like nunchucks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know stuff that
rarely is it the necessity.
Yeah, when you're sober, you're gonna. I could be going. You know, I'll tell you what. When I get a break this afternoon, I'm gonna go online and buy some nunchucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of those things. You know, half in the bag. You know what I need?
Right.
I'm going to learn how to juggle. I'm going to buy juggling balls. I'll get those bowling pins. Hey, they're only $50. What a great deal. Wow. So
that's totally a guy thing. Women
booze is to Amazon what pot is to Taco Bell, I think.
Booze is to Amazon what pot is to Taco Bell. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You get really hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
now, Josh, you were whining about March Madness off the air. But I think there's two things that are great about it, or more than two, but you get to learn about some great colleges,
yeah,
which is fun. You get to learn where they are.
Yep.
You get to see their students. Also, Josh, you get to learn where obscure TV channels are. And am I right on this?
Yes, but that's also why I was whining.
Yeah.
It messes up my television habits. TBS shows many of the games, and I like to watch my Friends reruns Seinfeld reruns.
Really?
TBS and True TV.
Stuff you have on DVD already.
Yeah. Yes, and the fact that you have 1,000 channels on your cable now, and you are upset because you can't watch an episode of Friends?
Yeah, I have to log into Netflix and then watch it on there.
Oh, my God. This is tough. You ever watch any videos of kids starving in third world countries and go, maybe he's spoiled? What do you think?
We are spoiled. There's no doubt about that.
I think it's fun to hear about these. I mean, there are many colleges you would never have heard of were it not for college basketball.
True. Gonzaga.
Sure. They became famous because
of
that.
I had no idea.
And smaller schools that are great schools like Butler suddenly become very, well, not this year, but suddenly become
very
present. They lost
to the NIT last night.
I didn't pick that game. As you know, I hate to nitpick.
Thank you.
I don't know what he's listening to, but he's killing.
I get requests
is.
For that joke several times a day. Sure, it's a little dusty, but that never stopped us before. Well, Christy, you continue to do that, but before you do, I want to hear about Pound Town. What was it again?
A coalition wants to rename Dripping Springs, Texas, Pound Town.
Oh, I hope they do it.
Dripping Springs is a small city in Hays County, which is west of Austin. The name would honor Dr. Joseph Pound, the town's founder. A website for the initiative offers T-shirts, trucker hats, and workout shirts.
Joey Pound!
Emblazoned with Pound Town, Texas.
The Pound family.
So Dripping Springs?
Yeah, that's a terrible name anyway, but Pound Town, Texas, everyone would buy T-shirts.
You see his daughter, Trisha Pound?
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, I've been down there, and my daughter, of course, attended the University of Texas at Austin, and I know one of the dorms there is referred to as Pound Town.
I bet, yeah.
especially during South by Southwest. Southwest Baby Cave, as Bob would say.
Northwest. Baby.
I picture Josh, I don't know, I just sort of see you alone.
I know you do.
Singing to himself. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go to
Pound Town. But he wouldn't be alone then if you went to Pound Town.
That's right.
Oh, you can go to Pound Town alone.
Pound Town.
Want to take this?
You can. No. You can pound. Oh, well, I guess you can pound it by yourself.
That's more Beatsville.
No.
Jackson Hole.
Yeah. Jerkin Junction.
No.
Jerkin Junction. What's your function?
Well, have it at yourself.
Put my hand on my wheel. Oh, sorry.
Dripping Springs.
That is a horrible name.
Yeah, I mean, I
sounds like an STD place.
Yes, it does. Come on down to Dripping Springs if you sprung a leak, as it were. When you
suppose they have a slowly dripping spring fed pond or something?
They must have something.
Yeah,
got the herp. Come on down to Dripping Springs. You do,
herp
sir.
Make you drip?
I got the herp.
I don't know which one's the drip. Which one is the drip?
I think it's I don't know.
Gonorrhea is the drip. I think.
Oh, is it?
The herp is the
I don't know. Is syphilis the drip, or
is syphilis drip too?
I don't know.
I'm glad we don't.
We have to look
actually.
Up the.
Hey, if you've got
symptoms.
Gonorrhea, give us a call.
Go to. Your...
I'll have you know. That would be great. Junior Windbag accidentally outing himself.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
Floyd.
I've enjoyed your herpes program.
Good.
Thank
good.
You,
for me, it's not a bedpan, but more like a drip pan when you're drinking money. I heard you talking about this March Madness has everybody kicking the shine and doing the brackets and whatnot regularly.
Yes.
You know, the thing about it is, these kids and coaches need to keep this in mind, of course. You can't win this tournament in the first game, but you can sure as hell lose it.
Yeah.
Right.
Good night.
That's it?
Oh, it's sage-like. Yeah.
He likes to incorporate his Daytona knowledge with it.
That's a kind of a nice bromide.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So you said Dripping Springs, Texas is near Austin.
Yeah, west of Austin. They may change the name to Pound Town.
I think Pound Town, Texas t-shirts would be huge.
Sure. The trucker hats, they said. I'd wear one of those. No, I wouldn't. I can't be the guy wearing the Pound Town
hat.
You with the Pound Town hat. Come here. Yeah.
I bet the local dogs are worried.
Master, I don't want to live in Pound Town. I want to stay here with you and your truck. I love it here.
Are there still dog catchers?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Drive around in vans and they have the big butterfly nets.
With a net, yes.
I don't
absolutely.
Think they have nets. They have like a
hook thing,
with a
little
loop on the end.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How bizarre. Have you ever met a dog catcher?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Absolutely. He's in a bowling league with the dog catchers.
You've met a dog catcher.
Yeah, they had one of my dogs.
Do they take them to a
I pound? Had a neighbor who is no longer with us because I had him killed.
Wait a minute. You have my interest.
Some jackass was walking his dog who came into my yard, and my dog wasn't very happy about it.
Mauled him?
And they didn't even penetrate the skin. But so his dog penetrates my yard, and I'm the one that got in trouble. It's a long story.
Ooh. Sure.
I got fined for having my dog in my own yard. But, yeah, I had a nice chat with the dog guy.
Interesting.
$1,000, and later I got my dog back.
Yikes.
So, that was an exciting day. I just saw something, Christy.
What'd you see, Tom?
Today is a special day.
Common courtesy day.
Sleep-in day?
It's courtesy.
Common courtesy day.
Now, when we get back, it'll be courtesy. Could you shut up? When we get back.
Okay, I'd like the record. That wasn't me. Okay? That was Christy running her trap. All right? Go ahead.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.